Wright told KPCW that most voters in the county are non-affiliated, so they could register for either party.
If a non-affiliated voter wants a Democratic ballot, all they have to do is call the county clerk and they will have one mailed to them, or they can show up at one of the voting centers and do that. If you want to take a Republican ballot, you actually have to show up in person. So at the early voting at the county courthouse or at the four day of election voting centers.
The centers on Election Day will be at the Colville City Hall, the Marsat Building in Part City, the Richmond Services Building at Kimball Junction, and the Camas Services Building. He said the basic motivation for his proposal is the contest to replace State Senator Kevin Van Tassel. In that race, Eileen Gallagher and Pat Vaughn are on the Democratic ballot, and Brian Gorham, Jack Rubin, and Ron Winterton are competing on the Republican side.
I would like to see both of the candidates for Senate 26 come from the Wasatch back. That's my main motivation in kind of proposing that type of activity. I don't think many people have done it. I talked to Ken Jones about that last night, and there have been very few voter registration changes. But the ballots are out now for both the Democratic and Republican Party because all the voters in Summit County have a choice in the primary at one for one race or another to take part in the election.
Summit County Democrat Glenn Wright. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.